people who aren't Christians but don't know it. When I hear statistics such as 2 billion people in the world are Christians and 2 billion aren't, I wonder who has established the criteria for being a Christian. It's one more indication of how many people live under the delusion that because they have good feelings about God or Jesus, they really are born-again Christians. This is the ultimate delusion. We have multitudes of deceived people who are bouncing along on the Jesus bandwagon and thinking everything is swell. For them, judgment is going to be one big surprise. Somebody has told them that as long as they ask Jesus into their hearts or pray this prayer or perform this little ceremony, they're safely in the kingdom. People can be deceived about their salvation if they fail at self-examination. They get into such a mindset, one that says everything is grace and forgiveness, that they never really bother to face their sin. They hear somebody say, "You don't have to confess your sin, your sin's already forgiven. Don't worry about that, just go on and live your life." The Lord brings us to His communion table over and over again in order that each professing Christian may examine himself. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified." Those words call us to look at our sin and our motivation for doing what we do. Believe me, if you are genuinely saved, God will confirm that by His Spirit witnessing with your spirit. Raising your hand or walking the aisle has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is this: do you live with a desire for righteousness, for obedience to the Word of God? Is that the goal you're striving for, not the perfection of your life, which only comes in heaven? And when you disobey God's Word, as we do daily, do you have a strong sense of conviction and remorse that draws you to confess it to God? If that isn't there, it's a fair question whether you're a Christian. For example, I can't believe how many times I've talked with people in the homosexual movement who insist they're born-again Christians. My answer to them is, if you were Christians, you wouldn't sin continually as you do and defend that sin. You would be brokenhearted and repentant, and you would pray to have your life changed. The world is filled with people who live as if they don't believe the Bible, but they insist they're Christians nonetheless. A lot of people are deluded about who really is a Christian. Apart from hypocrites, there are two categories of the deceived in the church: the superficial and the involved. The superficial are the ones who call themselves Christians because when they were little, they went to church or Sunday school, they got confirmed or baptized, or they made a decision for Christ. The involved, who are deceived, are a much more subtle and serious group. They're immersed in the activities of the church up to their necks. They know the gospel and biblical theology, but they don't obey the Word of God. They live in a constant state of sin. How does a deceived person know he's deceived? And how can we spot such a person? Here are some keys, although not everyone doing these things will be deceived. First, look for someone who's seeking feelings, blessings, experiences, healings, angels, and miracles. He's more interested in the byproducts of the faith than the faith itself. Second, look for people who are more committed to the denomination, the church, or the tradition than to the Word of God. Their kind of Christianity may be purely social. They're more committed to the organization than they are to the Lord and His Word. Third, look for people who are involved in theology as an academic interest and are absolutely void of any real righteousness. Theology for them is intellectual activity. Fourth are people who always seem stuck on one overemphasized point of theology, like those who never teach on anything but the second coming of Christ in relation to current events. This is the person who bangs the drum constantly for his own little issue, point, or crazy quirk. He would like you to think that he's so close to God he has a great divine insight no one else has, but the fact is he is seeking a platform often for feeding his ego. Our main mission field in America today is within the church. We've got to get our own act together. Churches are loaded with people who are filled with empty words. They say the right things at first, but they don't ultimately do God's will. It means